Good evening, everybody. You're joining the Bookcast on episode 297-ish.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
That was Burn Away by Other Noises, who are from Siberia in Russia.
That was also a very abrupt end.
It was. I was expecting a final at the end, and it didn't come. So they are a modern new wave rock band with a fresh sound, but created from the experience of world music scene from the past few years. The soul of classic rock, which has been forgotten in Russia, needs rejuvenation and restoration by shaking things up a bit. Other Noises create their music in the native language of rock, English, and they are proud of this despite attacks from critics and other bands, which is surprising. If you want to find out more about Other Noises, their website is at other-noises.com. So welcome. This is the podcast, episode 297, as my lovely wife introduced at the beginning of the show. On tonight's show, we do have eight rather fantastic pieces of Creative Commons music, and we also have a number of things to talk about. So, before that, let's have some more music.
Yeah.
We have got
Andrew Bretthauer with Fall for You.
When you're with me and I look at you, see you, girl, I fall for you. I never would have guessed that I could win your heart. 'Cause I'll give you mine and I'll do anything just to be beside you. But I still say, I just hope that I'll sing you this song one day. 'Cause even your smile is better than any drug. Well, darling, it's true.
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
Just one.
That was Circa Vitae with Wage War. They're from Eugene in Oregon in the United States. We played their track Pterodactyl on episode 253. I think that might have been one of your choices, actually, darling. But this one was the opening track of their Lovers EP, which was released in November 2011.
Yeah, it was that one that I played, yeah.
Mm. If you want to find out more, circavitae.com.
Aye. Was that your the breadth of your info there?
Pretty much, yes.
And before that, it was Andrew Bretthauer with Fall For You. He's from Canada, in yet another place name that Canada has stolen from us. And this one isn't as, what's the word, nice, exotic, Uxbridge.
Yeah.
Of all the names to choose.
Not quite the same as other
Scarborough,
towns,
Paris, London.
Cornwall.
Yeah. Anyway, his name is Andrew Bretthauer. He comes from a small town called Uxbridge. He loves to create and perform music, which he writes himself, and he also likes to sing covers. He began with creating grunge music in his best friend's basement, and then he started to fall in love with songwriting, and then he started to write acoustic music midway through his high school years, and he's been playing the guitar since the winter of 2007, and he also plays bass, drums and piano. And I've put a link in the show notes to his Facebook page.
Awesome stuff.
Aye.
Right. In the news this week, the rather sad news of the demise of Trigger.
Yeah.
Yes. Roger Lloyd Pack, who played Trigger in Only Fools and Horses, died this week at the age of 69. He was not only in Fools and Horses, he was also in The Vicar of Dibley.
Yes.
And I've got in front of me a couple of... a couple of famous lines from Only Fools and Horses. When they were discussing the name of Del and Raquel's child, or what they were going to name it, Trigger said, "If it's a girl, they're calling it Sigourney after an actress. And if it's a boy, then they're naming him Rodney after Dave." Because Rodney always called, sorry, Trigger always called Rodney Dave for some reason.
Yes.
And a classic line from The Vicar of Dibley.
No, 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 yes.
That wasn't him.
I know it wasn't him.
Rehearsing the nativity play. So The Vicar of Dibley says, "Now, Alice, you're playing Mary. You're young, you're unmarried, you're a virgin, and yet you find out you're pregnant. Owen," played by Roger Lloyd Pack, "that happened to my cousin Sally." "No, it didn't, Owen." "She gave birth three times," says Owen, "but she never ever had sex with a man." "Jim, except me, Frank, and me, Owen, and me, if I'm honest." So, yes, the loss of yet another British institution in comedy of Roger Lloyd Pack, who died at the age of 69.
You've said we didn't have anything to talk about. We do. We're going, fingers crossed, tickets dependent, we're going to see Amy perform in something called Young Voices on Tuesday. The reason I say tickets dependent is we paid for these tickets at the end of November. We haven't got them yet. £54 worth of tickets.
Yes.
So apparently there was a mess up. They sent them to the school, got the address wrong. It got returned to them, so they've got to pick them up from the arena. We couldn't do that because it has to be within a letter from the school because the school are the ones that booked them. So a teacher's going this weekend to pick them up and hopefully give them us on Monday. If not, we're not sure what we're going to do.
Well, if you don't get them by Monday, we're going to struggle to get there on Tuesday.
Yes. It's going to be a really late night as well because Amy will go after lunch from school. Then she's rehearsing. Doors open at 6 for people to take their seats. Show starts at 7:57, sorry. The show finishes around about 9:15. We have to get back. They go back on a coach. We've got to pick her up from the school about 10 o'clock at night.
We need to make sure we're back before they are then.
Yeah. They'll just have to play that by ear, won't they?
Mm.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting event.
Yes, I'm going to put a link to Young Voices in the show notes, but if you get the chance to get to a website before you get to the show notes, youngvoices.co.uk, if you follow through the welcome link, you can find out more information about what Young Voices actually is, and also the list of songs that they'll be singing this year.
Yeah, I have warned Amy as well not to get upset if she can't see us, because I don't think
it's very unlikely
she realises just how big this event's going to be.
Mm.
It's supposed to be like a sell-out arena tour for mums and dads, obviously, but it's going to be a big, big crowd.
Oh, and who's going to be at Young Voices this year?
Stacey Solomon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. No.
Don't give up the day job, dear.
No. Not good.
Right. Should we do some more music?
Let's do.
This is Lion with Silver Screen Love.
I taste the air so close to where we swam with no clothes. Let the ocean soak your skin. With salty lips I stole a kiss. We climb the stairs, your tangled hair wet down your back. Silhouettes in your cigarette smoke on the walk home. It made me wonder, could life get better than this? Am I living in a silver screen flick? It made me wonder, could life get better than this? Am I living in a silver screen? Steps up your driveway, little twinkling lights guide the way through your door. My heart is sore from pounding so fast. I trace your back with my shaking hands. We catch our breaths as we undress. I lay it down and hold you so tight. And I'm free.
living in a silver screen flick.
G'day, I'm Merc from Channel Erk, and Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast are on too early in the morning for me here in Australia, so I'm quite happy listening to the podcast. Let's hear some more great music.
That was Drumland featuring Hannah Hamaker and Leave On Me. Now, we played Drumland's track Alone only 2 weeks ago on episode 295. This track was the opening track of their album Back to the Roots, which was released in October 2013. Another track by Drumland may make it onto my favourite tracks of the last 2 years on episode 301.
Ooh.
May. It's not finalised yet. If you want to find out more, they don't have a website as such, but they do have a profile on Jimendo at drumland.jimendo.net.
Cool. And before that, it was Lyon, which is L-Y-O-N-N, with Silver Screen Love from Orange County in California. It's from his debut EP, Knivester, which when I read that, I thought to myself, is this supposed to be like... ironic, because Knivester would be the kind of name you would expect for a rap or a hip-hop song, you know, really hard, but that was quite a mellow thing. But who knows, it may mean something. I would never know because he's got no information online.
Neffle,
I think what you're trying to say.
Yes. He has got a website, which he looks like he's only just built up in December. So it's brand new. And it's got his songs with an autoplay function. So he's going to get a slap for that. but no bio. And there's no bio on Jamendo. And there's no bio anywhere. So people, if you're doing this, just think of some words to say about yourself. It makes it very difficult otherwise.
It is difficult, particularly when you want to find out more about the people whose music you're enjoying. You think, find out some more information about them. Oh,
I can't.
No, I won't.
Yes. Even his Facebook page has very little information about them.
People aren't going to get the word out if there's no word.
Word.
Word. Right. Now then.
Should we do a shout out before?
Let's do the shout out
before
first.
Before you blabber around without
blah, blah, blah.
We have got Steve B, Bodie, Chalcolom, Fistleweb before he does anything naughty, Erkan Yilmaz, Expat Paul, Ian2773, Insius, K5Tux, Laney, Linux Jedi, Moggers87, Popey, and Yannick.
Excellent. He hasn't said anything. Interesting.
I didn't give him the chance, and I kept looking at his name to make sure that I just suddenly didn't read
it. I thought he would have said something by now, but maybe he's lagged. Oh, well. Right. So then, you may remember a couple of weeks ago that I said that we were going to be hosting an episode of Amped New Music Weekly. Now, that show came out 2 Mondays ago. That would have been the 3rd? So, 6th. 6th of January. a few days after that show came out, the Amp website went down over, let's just say, issues with the domain.
Yes. Before you continue, can I just wave at Sandrine as well, because she's listening with Yannick.
Bonsoir, Sandrine. Yes. So the AMP website is currently down. I am working with some other people to try and get the site back up and running ASAP, but we're kind of working at the mercy of the domain registrars, which is never a good thing. But just in case you're wondering whether AMP has gone, it has not. It is still here. We even produced a show. Ro from Dark Compass produced a show last Monday. This Monday just gone, even without a website. So we are still going, and as soon as the website is back up and running, we'll make sure that everything is up to speed for you when you go back to it. So sorry about that. It wasn't our fault, unfortunately. Fortunately? Unfortunately. Whichever. Anyway. Right then. Do you know, I was going to do this later. I'm going to do this now. Yeah?
Oh, is that the thing that we got sent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It is 3 weeks to go.
On March 7, 2008, here's what you heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bugcast Episode 1.
Now, 2,163 days later, the Bugcast hits Episode 300. Almost 300.
So yes, welcome one and all, however and wherever you're listening from.
Nearly 300.
Next week, the Bugcast will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room.
And a little less than 300.
And we shall catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Join us in the live chat room to celebrate 300 episodes of Creative Commons and Independent Music, February 7 at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Ish. The Bugcast 300th episode celebration only at thebugcast.org/live.
The Bugcast.
The Bugcast.
So you have a formal reminder. It is three weeks until the episode 300 extravaganza, did he call it?
Yes.
Something like that. So if you are wanting to submit a track to go into the episode 300 celebration, then you only have 2 weeks to do it. We need all your submissions in by Friday the 31st of January. That's the latest we can accept them, because I need to basically sort out the running order for the show. So if you want to, please do get in touch with us and let us know what your favourite track is of the last 2 years. So anything from episode 203 onwards up to now. If you have a track that has particularly stirred you or enlightened you, then let us know what it is by dropping a note in our suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest. We've actually had about 3 suggestions come through this week, which is rather good.
Well, was one of them Fizzleware, because he said he's done his duty.
He has done a duty, and complete with a bit to read out, which will take about a third of the show. He's written a War and Peace essay, which is awesome.
Isn't duty something that kids say when they've been to potty training?
You mean like a jobby?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he has definitely done a duty. So awesome stuff. Thank you very much, thank you very much indeed to Yannick and Lainey for putting that bumper together. Can I just say, those two are putting everybody else to serious shame, because they're churning out bumpers like there's no tomorrow. So,
and high quality bumpers.
And high quality bumpers at that. So come on, guys. I know most of you have got some form of recording equipment, be that a mobile phone or a computer or a headset or even a podcast setup. Send us, please, a bumper of any kind. It doesn't matter. As long as it's clean, you know, no swearies. Just so, A, get your voice on the show. B, to get a bit of variety. And C, because you want to. Yeah, isn't it?
Do you know what we should do?
What should we do?
This could be a bit technical for you to keep up with, but we should get each of our listeners to record themselves saying, hello. When we're doing the shout out, you line up who's there and they each say, hello, 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 hello.
Hello, even I'm better than that will be to get as many of those people as possible into the Mumble chat room and get them to say hello themselves live.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But not like an alcohol that's not like, hi, I'm Steve B, and hi, I'm Bodie. Just make it a bit more natural.
I think what we should probably do is do a live competition. So if people do jump into the Mumble chat room and we read their name out, and they have to say something in response in the form of a hello, but something a bit more left field than that. And the best one, as voted for by us, will win something.
They get to be announced first. They get to be at the top.
How can they be announced top when we're doing it as we go?
I suppose.
No, it doesn't work. No, we need to think about that one, I think.
Wait, shall we do another piece of music? And I do apologise for yawning, but Alex has snuck into our bed 3 times this week. So I'm a bit sleep deprived.
Aww.
So this is The Man in Washington with Loyalty.
As far as I can see, the worst thing you can do is presume that when you're gone, oh, the world is gonna weep for you. Looking at a smaller scale, the planets we can see stretches out behind my back, and it crosses an ocean till it reaches the continent, and it finally comes to rest, and we find Pluto is just a tiny egg, and it's sitting in a tiny nest, yeah. Well, as far as I can see, oh, the worst thing you can do is presume that when you're gone, oh, the world is gonna weep for you, cause we're animals at best. I just think we do forget that when we're gazing at our navels. Might look good, but it's not graceful yet. I'm looking at a weather map, there's a storm cloud coming in. It's covering the country, and there's nowhere left to run. And it'll knock on every door, and it will ransack every cupboard and everything that man has made. The dirt and sand, it shall be covered. Well, as far as I can see, oh, the worst thing you can do is presume that when you're gone, oh, the world is gonna weep for you, cause we're animals at best. I just think yeah, that when we're gazing at our navels, might look good, but it's not graceful yet.
worst thing you can do is do when you're gone. Oh, the world is gonna weep for you, cause we're animals at best. I just think we do forget that when we're gazing at our navels. Might look good, but it's not graceful. Well, as far as I can see, oh, the worst thing you can do is presume that when you're gone. Oh, the world is gonna weep for you, cause we're animals at best. I just think we do forget that when we're gazing at our navels. Might look good, not graceful, yeah.
Ikum Sikum
Tadamagush
Shuben Akadi
Quispansis
Pokemush
Skookumachuk
Waikagama
Tabansitak
Homalko
Wasutna
Maramashi
Mamali and Kuala Kwikwasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Bugcast.
To the place where it all began, a house in Japan, but this time I got a plan, got an arsenal of friends all over the globe, a new set of skills in my frontal lobe. I got a view of the world that makes me wanna sing, from Boston to Beijing and all that's in between. Got a heart full of love from the path I'm walking, just give me the mic and I'ma keep on rocking. Four long years that went by in a flash, years filled with tears and hurting for cash. Days full of music and nights filled with song, while taking a couple of hits off a trusty. Stupid and fortunate, talking about tomorrow, learning to share and not afraid to borrow. We're learning now that we're on the other side, there's nothing to fear here on the outside. Fire of anything to offer, it would be the words of my mother. So the last time I told you I was living in a mist, but now I'm living in the present, look at my list. Coming in at number one is an open heart and an open mind, but that's only the start. Your number two is for you and for everyone here, so let go of the fear and won't you lend me your ear. Cause having an interaction that turns into connection doesn't always have to lead to some form of fornication. Number three is for me, staring at my reflection, trying to see who I am through my own deceptions. Leo, my man, is this a dream or inception? Turning aspirations into tangible creations, meaning song, meaning groove, meaning love. Oh, I'm making you move. My mother. Fantasize of the possibility to harmonize, to free ourselves from all the lies that always have the tendency to generalize. We've been taught to internalize all our dreams that could mesmerize. I see a different people who don't realize that every day of life is the biggest prize. If I have anything to offer, guys.
that was Chris Rosh with Be Love. Now, we have played Chris Rosh on the show a number of times, but this is the title track from his album Be Love, funnily enough, which is released in April 2013. He's from Tokyo in Japan. You can find out more information about him at chrisroche.com. That's spelled K-R-I-S-R-O-C-H-E. And another track from this album may make it to my favourite tracks of the last 2 years on episode 301. Awesome stuff. That went down rather well in the chat room. I was pleased to see.
That was very nice, actually. Mm. And before that, it was The Man in Washington with Loyalty from London in the UK. Active in the scene since summer 2012. Man in Washington is actually Chris Yeo, who is one part of Deadless Right Eye. And basically, this is him playing stuff that doesn't fit in with Deadless Right Eye, but is more personal to him and he wanted to do it.
Yes, yes.
So I liked that idea. And it's kind of a blend of alt folk and raw acoustic music made with meaning. And every ounce of music he makes will be available for free to do with what you wish.
Awesome. That's what we like, you see.
Yes, and you can find out more by checking out his Bandcamp page.
Fantastic.
Which is themaninwashington.bandcamp.com.
Excellent. Well, fantastic music this week, I do think. I'm slightly biased, I admit, but hey. Right, so next week, the Bugcast episode 298 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 24th of January at 9:30.
Ish.
UK time. If you want to get in contact with us, either to tell us how wonderful we are, how crap we are, or to give us your suggestion for episode 300, drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org, or you can go to our suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest. Cool. So, with this being a slightly shorter show than normal, it is last track time, and my lovely wife will tell us what that is.
Well, I think, on the whole, most of tonight's tracks have been quite mellow and
apart from the opener and the Drumland track, yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
Laid back, soulful, folky, yes.
Then this isn't hard like I would normally say hard. But
it's not Cookie Monster.
It's not Cookie Monster, but it's it's just got a nice rhythmic thing to it, and there's loads more flashing lights that are distracting me. Which is weird. And it still looks like a remote control. This is Micro Jackis with Canto Allegra from Granada in Spain. After several years on stage, they've decided to start doing their work in digital format. And it's their first self-produced free work. That makes sense.
Yes.
The album contains 12 tracks, which will be difficult to remain indifferent. And they like to do a bit of rock, cumbia, reggae, and even various other things. And that is very badly translated, badly translated. So if you want to find out more, check out microjackis.com and obviously check out the show notes for the spelling. But apparently, this is Microjackis with Canto Allegra.
Canto Allegra.
Allegra, sorry.
Allegra means a cheerful song.
Cool. It is quite upbeat.
Yes.
It's so different.
We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Cuando despierte la mañana escucharán mi voz romper el aire, la tranquilidad del ángulo que hay entre tu cuello y un rayo de sol. Dijo una vez un pájaro, no llores, uno haga siempre se hace cantando. Noto las trompetas como un ventilador. En vez de dejar
siento bien si tú no arrasas conmigo. Lavo al epicentro de mi vaso de vino. Que no hay canto sincero que no sepa encontrar. Y el camino del oído de quien quiere escuchar. Por eso canto, canto, en vez de alinear mi semblante estampado de gota cuando sé que no estás. Por eso canto, canto, sabiendo que ya en mi voz una herida en el aire y tu ausencia traerá tormenta de sal. Canto alegre, lero, lero, re. Canto alegre, lero, 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 re. Canto alegre, lero, lero, re. Canto alegre, lero, lero, re.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.